This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, which is what you need to be. You need to be part of the solution. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe at TheRealSide.com is another way to get a hold of me. Not that hard. Man, we got so many stories we could deal with. And here we were talking about earlier with the campus reform one. That was like freaky to no end. Don't you think? That was the one that, where Black History Month somehow ties in with BDSM. And you can't tell them otherwise. They won't believe anything you say. To try to push back. You know, I always love it when you see these white, woke folks. Now, I want you to think about this for a second, right? White woke folks getting on the case of a black police officer or a black congressman or a black senator on why they're bad, why what they're doing is bad. They don't understand what they're doing and how bad it actually is and how demeaning it is to their people. Because this little white college kid all of a sudden is so informed, so engaged, so involved, that even a black person living that life, growing up in that community, doesn't know better than they do. I take a lot of spine. How's that? Representative Thomas Massey, he's trying to abolish the Department of Education. He's done one of my favorite things to do. He has a one-sentence bill, which is the way it should be. Thomas Massey out of Kentucky introduced a bill to abolish the Federal Department of Education. He wants it effective at the end of 2022. Wow, why wait? It's House Resolution 899 and only has one sentence. Sentence is, the Department of Education shall terminate on December 31st, 2022. Co-sponsors of the bill are pretty much all Republicans. Jeff Duncan, Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs, Ralph Norman, Chip Roy, Jody Heiss, a bunch of them. Because the growth of the Department of Education, it's corresponded with the exponential rise in college costs. And I don't get the rise in college costs. It was a John Stossel did a piece, maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago. And he says, look, these colleges are turning into resorts because they're trying to entice kids to come there. But instead of spending more money on academics and academic facilities, they're putting in restaurants. They're putting in, theaters. They're putting in all kinds of stuff for the kids to stay on campus. And they figured that was the way it would draw them there and keep them there. They're paying big bucks for high-priced coaches and such. These things are not all needed. The growth of the Department of Education, again, it's exponential. And if you look at it, as the department grows, so does, the college costs. The department began operations in 1980. The average cost of annual tuition fees at public four-year institution was about $2,500, and that's in 2020 dollars. The average tuition and fees at the same types of institutions today is $10K plus. Private four-year colleges in 1980 were about $11K. When you adjust it for today's inflation, today's average cost is almost 40. Right? And yeah, the Department of Education, they have... Look, here's the problem. I realize that they want to centralize things so in some cases, like with the kids. Let's take the Department of Transportation. Let's get away from the Education Department. Let's just take the Department of Education. Transportation. Well, you want some consistency across state lines, right? For safety reasons, for load reasons, that kind of thing. You want them to be able to mark the vehicles properly so you know what they're carrying as they go across the state lines. I'm okay with that. I mean, not over-regulation, don't get me wrong, but I'm okay with that. Well, how does the Department of Education, being in education myself, being a trustee on the school board, and by the way, some of you have been listening, I would never treat a parent the way you see them treated at these school board meetings on a regular basis. I find it appalling. But, you know, you look at the Department of Education, I'm telling you as a local school board member, I have nothing in common, or 90% of what we do has nothing in common with the kids in Oakland, San Francisco, you know, maybe in a small town in Kentucky. We have different issues and things that we have to deal with as well, which is why we don't need the department unless it's five people in a room, you know, and their goal is to make sure the kids have the same standards, like they can read, that they know American history. You see where I'm going with this? Basics, really, but not how to teach it. Common Core should have never been rolled out. We should have never had to adhere to it. There should have been standards given, and by the end of fifth grade, they need to know this. By the end of, I don't know, eighth grade, they need to know this. Tenth grade, this, what have you. But not how, and not what. Don't tell me I'm going to teach for history. I'm going to teach 1619 a curriculum that we know is false. No, you don't have a right to tell me that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds, text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I'm back, anyway. Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Some of you are talking about Parler in the chat room and a few other places. Look, they are up and running. I am starting to get rolling on that, too. And not rolling. I've been on there for a long time, actually. I don't know if some of you guys remember. I actually had the CEO of that, the one that was fired or unceremoniously let go. I actually had him on the show. God, it had to be a year and a half, 2 years ago, max. And he had some great ideas. I don't know what happened. I couldn't tell you why they decided to can him. I personally believe it was probably a bad idea because he had it. He had the, I don't know, what do you want to say? He understood what we were looking for. And now I've been told that And I don't know this to be true. Some of you might know this level called, what, Clout Hub or something like that. We were on there, not much traction, not many things happening there either. But, you know, we're being told that they're stifling. They're stifling the free speech at Clout Hub. Somebody just said Gab is down. Is Gab down because they're getting hit too hard? Or, you know, are they down because, I don't know, somebody's trying to keep them from coming back up again? 855-ROADSHOW, 855-732. The big tech people, you know, if you haven't been in technology at any point in time in your life, you know, involved in it, then you really don't understand how much power these people have. You don't understand how much they actually have the ability to do. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. All right, back at it again. And this guy's great. Representative Tom Massey, who was trying to abolish or will try to abolish the Department of Education. Now, listen, the Republicans aren't going to do it alone. They're not going to do it until they come together. And this time, when they win everything, truly, no joke, when they actually win, what we need to do at that point in time is they need to go in and take care of all this business that they let hang. And they did it. They didn't have overwhelming power, but they could have caused a lot of trouble. Positive trouble. And when you look at the Department of Education again, look at how much it costs. You think about some of you when you went to college and what it costs today. In more ways than one, but and there's all kinds of grant money available. If Joe Biden tries to absolve all the debt by college students over the last decade or so, what's he going to do for the people who actually paid theirs? Right? Who actually paid money to go to school? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When you think about all the degrees that are out there, and what they cost. And how many do you really need? Right? One of every five students that were on some kind of federal aid, who had borrowed money based on federal aid, were in default just prior to coronavirus. And the numbers are much higher than that now. It's like 7 out of 10, something like that. And, you know, think about something. It was Joey B that put in a place that you couldn't wipe out student debt in a bankruptcy. He could wipe out everything else, but not student debt. Bachelor degree graduate, they earned about $50K in 2016 dollars. But it would cost them, you ready for this one? By time to get done? It would cost them about $28K to get it. I mean, these numbers just don't come together. They just don't make much sense. From 2010 to 2019, the last year for which they could pull data up, Congress appropriated between $40 and $115 billion a year to the Department of Education. So what did it go to? Where is it? How far along are our kids? Because we're not. I mean, we used to be among the top countries for education in the world. Not anymore. And it isn't because of free or not free. Even when they graduate, listen, Europeans, people from outside this country, know more about our history than our kids do. They know more about our government than our kids do. Now, Massey, this isn't new for him, by the way. He has put this bill out. I don't know, 17 he did one, 18 he did one, 19 he did one, 20 he did one. So he hasn't really stopped. In 2018, President Trump had proposed merging the Department of Education and the Department of Labor into one agency called the Department of Education and the Workforce. Well, I like that. You know, understanding, and that's my problem in education too. I'm not the guy with the piece of paper, so what I do is I push at career tech education. Teach these kids. None of the kids bound for college. Matter of fact, there are kids who didn't go to college and making more money than their college counterparts. Because, again, as I've always said, and I love it, I love this line that I use. Your surgeon needs my mechanic to get to work. Your surgeon needs my carpenter, right, to fix his roof, his windows, walls. You need my plumber to make sure you can take a shower and clean up. Right? You need my electrician so that you can turn on the lights and read your books by. I mean, seriously. God. Tennessee pastor has been slammed for claiming the Bible isn't the Word of God. Right, I guess it's his word. Was he Jimmy Jones Jr.? Remember him? Progressive National Church is in hot water for claiming the Bible isn't the, inherent and infallible and can't live up to the impossible modern standards. Race Point Church, led by Pastor Josh Scott. Looks like a soy boy in the picture. This is the feel-good churches. See, not based on God's words, based on making sure that you feel okay when you leave. Right? He said that the Bible isn't the Word of God, self-interpreting, a science book, an answer, a rule book. Ooh. The church claimed the Bible is a product of a community, a library of texts, multi-vocal and human response to God, living and dynamic. Adding, as progressive Christians, we're open to tensions and inconsistencies in the Bible. God. The Bible is not a living, breathing document, just like they want the Constitution to be. Do you find that interesting? When God says, here's the Ten Commandments, they're not living and breathing from a standpoint of, this one wasn't good 2,000 years ago, or was good, now it's not so much good. I mean, this is nuts with these people. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is standing behind his budget director nominee, Neera Tanden, now that a key Democrat, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, says he's opposed to the nomination. He said it was from partisan political comments from Tanden about Senator Bernie Sanders and some Republicans. He said the comments were toxic and detrimental. The president was asked about it.
Do you have a comment on Neera Tanden?
I think we're going to find the votes to get her confirmed. No.
President Biden had just returned from Kalamazoo, Michigan, where he had toured a Pfizer vaccine facility. He said the company is upping vaccine production to 700,000 coronavirus vaccine doses an hour starting next week. He said it's essential that people get their shots as soon as they become available. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Not the ignorant part of the solution, but be part of the solution, seriously. And I do want you involved. I do want you engaged. And I do, God, some of the stuff you guys send me are hilarious. You're right, but they're hilarious. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. I love doing the crazy stories. You know, the, when you call them off color? Eh, maybe. Academics now call breastfeeding ethnically problematic. I'm sorry, ethically problematic. I don't speak English too good sometimes. Because, now, you wouldn't believe why. And here's the biggest problem. Apparently, it endorses specific gender roles. And their view is gaining traction. You know why? Because you let your kids go there and listen to these nut jobs. I mean, again, let's spit in the face of biology. Well, it's science. Biology is science. Science was done by white people, so therefore it can't be true. Right? This is infuriating because they don't know what they want. Again, a chapter in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Another one of the chapters this is about absolutes. Absolutely not. The left won't allow it. Because the minute you start allowing absolutes, you can nail them with their own hypocrisy if they'll agree to them. It means there's no more right or wrong. It means that no matter what they say or what they do, they can get away with anything. Why? Because there's no absolutes. There is no right or wrong. If I feel like a girl, I'm a girl. If I feel like a boy, I'm a boy. If I feel like a dog, I'm a dog. If I feel like a black female, I don't know, veterinarian, that's what I am. And, you know, when my mom used to say to me, you can be whatever you want to be, I didn't know all I had to do was think it. I thought I had to work at it. Now, hospitals in the United Kingdom have begun using the term chest feeding instead of breastfeeding. They want to be more inclusive of the transgender individuals. Now, here's the thing I don't understand. First of all, now, please write me if I'm wrong. Help me understand. If you were born a male and feel like you're a female,
and you have the operation done, and you have certain parts and pieces removed and other parts added, can you produce milk? Asking for a friend. If you're a female, or you were born with what we refer to as female parts, according to biology and science, and you transgender, or you become male, if you would, and you have certain parts removed, certain pieces removed and added, and you're taking hormones, can you still produce milk? Seriously, it's a serious question. I don't know any way, anybody get a different way to put it? If you're really into it, you really believe this is what's going on, I want to know. And I want to know how it plays out, so to speak. We're concerned about breastfeeding promotion that praises breastfeeding as a natural way to feed infants. This is according to Jessica Martucci of the University of Pennsylvania. Now, she is in the medical profession. We also have one from Johns Hopkins University. She's pushing it in the Journal of Pediatrics. Promoting breastfeeding is a natural way may be ethically problematic and even more troubling if it bolsters the belief that natural approaches are presumably healthier. Are we for real here? Would you believe in God or Mother Nature? Why would he create, or Mother Nature create, a process like that, a natural process like that, to help, to feed a child? The child. Yeah, that's right. That's what I call it. The child. Right? They've proven that breastfeeding is healthier for the child. It moves the things that the mother's natural immune system, or what the mother has built up the immunities to, helps strengthen the child's immunity system. So why wouldn't the natural way be better? Now, Martucci and Barnhill explained that in the 50s and 60s, a movement of women sought to promote breastfeeding in the wake of advances in medical formula technology. So I guess chemicals created by men in a lab, we've seen how that worked out, is much healthier for you than a natural way. So maybe, I don't know, synthetic tomatoes now. Synthetic lettuce. Synthetic carrots. And we can supplement that with pills that we can take for vitamins, because those would be so much better for you, wouldn't they? Researchers find ethically problematic because it may support biologically deterministic arguments about the roles of men and women in the family. For example, women should be the primary caretakers of children. Well, they are more nurturing. They tend to be more loving. They tend to have more patience with kids. I mean, does nature put anything into our DNA, anything into our characteristics? Right? If I was in a home, I don't know any of my friends anyway. If a woman could go out and earn more money or has a better degree, I don't know, whatever the circumstance is, then the man, then why not? Let her go out, he could stay home. Seriously. In the nuclear family, if you would, in the traditional family, sure. But why? When did taking care of children, when did taking care of a house, taking care of children, taking care of the family, when did that become a bad thing to do? I mean, I know this is kind of, people say this is a joke, but I mean it for real. Any of you decide to run a house, especially with multiple kids, it's no cinch. It's not easy. Let me see. You got to be a business major, right? You have a budget. And you just don't, like the government, we just raise taxes. You've got to live within that budget. You've got to feed your kids off of that money. And then you got bills to take care of. You got repairs. You got medical. I mean, my God, medical bills for kids? Yeah. If you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. And this, again, is the woke community trying to rip apart the family unit. They go up to churches, your religious beliefs. You're a fool for believing in a God.
You're a fool for believing that a man and a woman should be married. You're a fool for believing that a man and a woman would be better in raising children than two men and two women. And that's not even a... Listen, realistically, that's not even a slight on the gay lesbian community. Mental health officials, the male characteristics and the female and her characteristics are a great balance in raising the children. It's not a Joe thing. Referencing the natural and breastfeeding promotion, well, it may advertently endorse a controversial set of values about family. Isn't that funny? Who's it controversial to? The vast majority of people in this country believe, actually, the vast majority of the planet believes in the traditional family. The only one having a problem with it is the loons on the left. The only one having a problem, the ones that believe in querying God, and that's not even a slight to sexual orientation. Read the stories we put up. Querying God, querying men, querying women, querying couples. It's almost like they want to go to the absurd to prove that they're right, and they don't care what they destroy on the way there. All right? The researchers were also concerned How about researchers on the other side of the aisle? Did they all sit down and discuss this through? The researchers were also concerned that such rhetoric may ultimately challenge public health aims in another context, particularly childhood vaccinations. Well, no. Let me tell you what kills childhood vaccinations. Let me tell you what kills adult vaccinations. If you've been lying to us, you have lied to us over the years about what's in these things and what they do to people, and there's so much evidence of that that you totally ignore. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, do something more than... Come on, I love this. Do something more than nothing. How's that? Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Before we end up here, after the show, head over to therealside.com/helpjoe. And some of you know about the lawsuit that we're in with the former Congresswoman Katie Hill and why. But you can get more information there. Would love it if you would give some thought to a small donation. I don't care if it's $5, $10. Give up a coffee, you know, $20, $100, $7,000. It's going to cost money to do this. I don't mind fighting. I don't mind being out in front. I really don't. But we as, and some of you have already given, and God bless you and thank you. Some of you don't have the money to do it, and you can't do it. All right, great. You can at least pray for me. But the bottom line with this is, as conservatives, when we come to helping each other out, we need to step up. There were other people. Maybe I'm not your cup of tea. I'm not the guy you really care for. But you're a conservative. There are other people out there that need your help. They're also being beat up by these kind of lawsuits. We're talking about how breastfeeding now is just not the right thing to do. Because it puts the argument forward. Researchers say it's ethically problematic. Because basically what they're saying is you're suggesting that, you know, breastfeeding is natural and only cisgen females can breastfeed, so it's wrong. Yeah, I did the same thing. I slammed my head against the table half a dozen times. As recent as 2012, the Academy of the American Academy of Pediatrics, they reaffirmed, and this is what's bothering these people, its stance that breastfeeding and human milk are the normative standards for infant feeding and nutrition. Why wouldn't they be normal? It is the way God, and if you don't believe in God, Mother Nature intended it. Right? And I'll say, well, we've always done it that way, but my God, the body, if you believe in evolution, or you believe that God put, there's a reason why the female produces milk after she gives birth. They go on to say, given the documented short and long-term medical and neurodevelopmental advantages of breastfeeding, infant nutrition should be considered a public health issue and not a lifestyle choice. I'm sorry. Why should it be considered a public health issue? None of your business what I feed my kid, whether I give him breast milk or cow's milk. See, they're edging in a little bit more each time. Because they know better than you. That's what I've been saying. They're smarter than you. Don't you know that? Get it through your thick skull. Yeah, I know, guys. Somebody just sent me a text going, hey, you going to finish that story about the Tennessee pastor? I get excited. I get carried away. I'm sorry. Look, I don't make these stories up. I put them up on the website later on. You can find them there. Tennessee pastor was slammed for claiming the Bible is the Word of God. This is what I was telling you about earlier. That, you know, these progressives think they get to rewrite everything, that the Bible is a living and breathing document. Well, it's not. When God says, thou shalt not kill, in other words, don't kill, that wasn't just good for 2,000 years ago. Or whenever. Right? There's a reason why he doesn't want you to covet your neighbor's wife. Or you covet your neighbor's things. I mean, there's a reason why he lays all those out. And other, you know, guidelines to live your life by. And the church claims that the Bible, it's a product of the community. It's a library of texts, multivocal and human responses. No, it's not. It's God-breathed word. He chose certain men, a couple of women, to write the scripture the way he wanted it put down. He didn't dictate it. That's where people get confused. There was no dictation going on. But he gave it to them to write it down so we'd have a guide to live by. I mean, I'll tell you what, now that the politics has played so hot and heavy for so long, I will tell you, and I know this isn't exactly correct, but I can see why God doesn't want to hang out with us and talk with us. Because all we do is argue with him all day. We would argue with the creator of the universe. We would argue with the person that created life, designed the universe, and tell him how wrong he was. And the best example I love that my old pastor gave once, it's like you sitting with Henry Ford, buying a car and saying, you know, Henry, you seem like a nice guy. You seem like a smart guy. This gasoline stuff, too hard to get. I'm just going to put water in my tank. I'm going to use water for the car, and I don't care what you say. How's that going to work out for you? Right? The author of Awake and Alive to Truth explained, I think we need to be promoting the Bible in the unchanging Word of God. That's what you build your life upon, right? See, if God's Word is unshakable, if God's Word is unchanging, if God is unchanging, then we've got a solid rock to build on, don't we? And, you know, we have to fight and stand up. Look, some of you will send me emails when I talk like this. Here's the deal. I realize, let's get this out of the way, I can't do anything for God. I mean, seriously, the creator of the universe needs me to do what for him? Now, he has a plan. Maybe that plan is the reason he's given me this radio show, or allowed me to have it this length of time. I may reach one person for him. Maybe that's his plan. I don't know. I don't question his plan. I just do what I'm told to do. I do what I'm led to do. right? And if it means calling out the absurdities that you see going on around us, and many of you need to be doing the same thing, chest feeding, are we for real? If you believe in chest feeding, you need to go get some help. I mean, take it out of the realm of God. Bring it back to biology and science. These people don't even bank on technology and science, and they want us to. They will get on my case for not believing in this stuff. But I've got to say to you, some of you, that I've spoken with, that you've actually grabbed me on the phone. And listen, I don't try to duck you on the phone. I just got, you can only imagine what we have going on. And it's very hard to get on the phone with some of you. Not that I don't want to talk to you. But, you know, how can you not defend, give a defense? The Bible tells us to give a defense for his word. That doesn't mean you have to pound it into somebody. But when somebody says something to you like you know it's off of God's word, it's not on Scripture, open your mouth. Because somebody else is going to hear that and walk away believing that to be truth, whatever it is. The Bible is unchanging. God's word is unchanging. God is unchanging. To sit there and try to figure out and find where it's okay, you know, to have abortions. Not okay. Is there forgiveness? Yes, there's forgiveness. Let's not forget that. But it's not okay. I keep telling you, there's a couple of the basics we have to ask people. And most, listen, the sad part is the majority of Christians don't know any scripture at all. They know what they heard on Sunday, it made them feel good, they move on. But I always go back to the basic scriptures. God says he knew you when you were in your mom's, before you were in your mom's womb. That means you were somehow, in some way, with him. He doesn't say, I knew what you were going to be. I knew of you. He says, I knew you. And God's very specific in his words. So if he knew you, knew who you were, knew what you were, that's got to have some value to it, doesn't it? And then what's he go on to say? I have a plan for your life. Now that's tough. That's double tough. Because if you go have an abortion, you are now stopping God's plan for that child to be accomplished. I love these people say God's will always gets done. Well, actually, no, it doesn't. And I could do a whole show on that to prove it to you. Does he want 30 and 40 million abortions a year done? Are you for real? I mean, would Donald Trump have been reelected if more Christians stood up and actually voted and didn't sit on the couch with their thumb in their mouth because they didn't like the way Donald Trump talked? I have a funny feeling you would like the way Jesus Christ talked either, the way he spoke to people at times. Right? I mean, seriously, think this through. We never called to stick our finger in people's face and tell them they're sinners. That's not our job. But our job is to call out those things that are wrong. We're supposed to adhere, attach ourselves to those things that are good and right. But God's word never changes. God never changes. So we have to fight. We do have to. Do not send me an email telling me you don't like when I use the word fight. I just throw them away now. Because God says, fight the good fight of faith. He didn't say, sit on the couch, hide in the closet, stick your thumb in your mouth, suck on fake breast milk. He didn't say any of that. Fight the good fight of faith. Joe Bassini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week. And again, have a great rest of the day.